It's time for Speed Jokes, the best of. Thanks for sending them in all week long. On Fridays, we take the best of Speed Jokes and try and pick the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. Guy goes to the drugstore and asks for deodorant. The clerk says, the ball kind. The guy says, no, this is for my underarms. And that concludes Speed Jokes, the best of. How are we going to top that? Here's joke of the week number two. I was the best man at my buddy's wedding in Paris, but I'm not from France. I'm not fluent. So at the reception, I raised my champagne glass and said, eggs, cinnamon, bread, and maple syrup. Right? I want to joke-splain that, but we don't, so we won't. Here's joke of the week number three. Oh. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
I didn't send you the thing.
Okay. In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray
a rabbit with a toothache.
And John Williams will will star as
his veterinary dentist. You have a small cavity, little bunny rabbit, that needs to be filled. Would you like Novocaine?
No, I'm the ether bunny.
A lot of work to get to that line, but there we were. Joke of the week number four. Hey, Dave, did you know if you lay the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. on its end, you would get in big trouble?
You told us that yesterday, John.
Hey, Dave, did you know that after all these years, the swimming pool on the Titanic is still filled with water? Did you know that? Did you know that if you were to lay all the blood vessels of a man end to end, he would die? Just trying to keep you all informed. Here's joke of the week number five. My wife says if I make any more breakfast puns, she's going to leave me. I'll be toast.
You did that one last week and again yesterday, John.
Right, but I'm thinking about making this a cereal joke, Dave.
Stop milking it, John.
I can't help it, Dave. I'm waffling. You may be writing your own extensions of that joke at home. Feel free to send them in. Here's joke of the week number seven.
All right, Steve, you got another one.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray
a proctologist.
John Williams will star as
his patient.
Well, there appears to be a piece of lettuce sticking out of your bottom. It looks like it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Got a nasty email this week from somebody saying these jokes are getting too naughty. Here is joke of the week number, where are we, producer Pete? Number seven. A German shepherd, a golden retriever, and a cat are at the pearly gates. St. Peter asks them why they should be admitted, and the German shepherd says, well, I guarded my family well, and in he goes. Golden retriever says, I have played with the children. I've been a great family dog. In he goes. The cat says, hey, you're sitting in my chair. Here's joke of the week number eight. I went to give blood at the Red Cross, but they wouldn't take my blood because they said I had too much of a certain mineral.
Iron?
Rust. Joke of the week number nine. Nobody was scared when the clown invasion started at the beach. I mean, it's just one boat, they said. How bad can it be?
You know, because, oh, never mind. Here's joke of the week number 10.
Hey, I had a weird dream that actress Reese got stabbed by a fork.
Reese Witherspoon?
No, with her fork. Come on, Andy, pay attention. This is her fork. Number 11, please.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray an old codger, and John Williams will star as another old codger.
It's windy today.
No, it's Thursday.
So am I. Let's get a milkshake. Come on, everybody. God bless them. If that's not you yet, it will be someday. So we salute old codgers. Here's joke of the week number 12. It was my friend's birthday, so I got him an elephant for his room. He said, thanks. I said, don't mention it. Joke of the week number 13. These Rorschach tests are so stupid. They're just pictures of my parents fighting. John, we're going to have to see you for a second appointment. I'm scheduling you for every day next week. Here's the final joke of the week. Two men just got through playing golf. They went to the bar and the bartender said, what'd you guys shoot? And they both said 64. And the bartender says, that's great. The course record is 64. And then the golfer said, well, we only played 14 holes. And the bartender said, why did you only play 14 holes? And he said, well, we graduated from Purdue, and we never play in the final four.